Moto X expansion, wearing Android, verbal pictures, and more. This is the Android Realm Podcast, episode number 175. All Google, all the time. Hey there, everybody. Welcome to a brief but rather exciting episode of the Android Realm Podcast. It was a very exciting week as far as device releases and a new way of getting Android as far as, let's say, as a minor teaser, wearing Android on your wrist. And the verbal cues and device news to go with that. So with that, I'm not going to hold it off it much longer, so I'll jump right into it. As far as some headlines for this week, Moto X got a couple of interesting releases. It has a few more colors via Moto Maker, so if there's a couple of different hues that you want, be sure to visit the Moto Maker website and check it out. But the Moto X also launched in Australia and India this week. I didn't see anything as far as using Moto Maker in India, but Australia did not get Moto Maker, so you'll only be able to buy black and white if you go purchase directly from Australia. Google Play got an update this week to now allow giving gift cards. So, and this is straight from within Google Play, so if you want to give someone, let's say, $10 or $20 to buy a movie or get some songs or purchase apps or games, then they can now do that. If you're still wondering about the lawsuit from Viacom to Google, Google has settled that lawsuit with Viacom as far as the copyright infringement goes. I didn't see too much, so I'm not sure exactly how it went, but at least the lawsuit has been settled. Gmail got an update this week to now use HTTPS connections all the time everywhere. So basically, on Google servers and in Gmail itself, it'll be using HTTPS connections. So it's not really from one end to the other, but the services themselves will use it. So all your data from the sources will remain encrypted. And finally, the Paranoid Android ROM is getting an update to now you start using sensors for peak functionality, peaking functionality. So it's kind of like the Moto X features where when you lift up your phone, you have your active display. Well, the Paranoid Android ROM is going to be working on using the sensors on your device to basically turn your screen on at the right time rather than just being in an on or off state. As far as some apps news, MyCast Green is a new app for Android to now send various information to your Chromecast device. So it turns your TV into a kind of heads-up display, so it'll send things like weather, time, traffic, news, and all of that good stuff. So definitely check it out. It looks like an interesting service and app. The Google Keyboard got an update this week to version 3.0. It now uses other Google services to improve your typing and searches and recommendations. So if there's words that are used across any of the Google services that you use, they'll all filter down and be available as part of the Google Keyboard. If you have a Moto X, a Droid Ultra, a Droid Mini, or Droid Max, Motorola Assist got an update to now allow using multiple calendars. So if you have a personal account or multiple personal accounts or a personal and work accounts, then they'll all be rolled up into Motorola Assist. So now you don't have to select the one that you want, only one you want to use. You can have them all in one place. And finally, Pocket is working on an update to integrate with the Android Wear SDK. I'll be getting into that news in a little bit, but Pocket is one of those developers that's getting to work already on Android Wear. As far as a couple of device news for this week, the HTC Desire Z got CyanogenMod 11, so if you have the device and you want to get the latest version of Android, that works for you. And finally, Chromecast is now available in Canada and Europe, so more people can buy it in their home countries. But as far as the big news for this week, Android Wear was announced along with the SDK. So basically what it's going to do is what you imagine from a watch-like device from Android. It's going to provide you useful information when you need it. You can do things like ask it questions via voice search, and then do things like monitor health and fitness and control devices from your wrist, so things like starting to play music, casting a movie to the TV, and that sort of thing. So basically the device itself will offer various information from what looks like Google Now. So whatever's on your phone will sync up to your device. And then if you want to say, how far am I from a place, and you can ask it that. And then it probably checks your heart rate or pulse or things like that as far as health and fitness. I didn't see too much on that. And then, of course, a common control. So if you want to start playing music, you can do that, or and then other media functionality. So right now we have two devices that are announced, the Moto 360 and the LG G Watch. So just doing a search for that, you can check them out. But they basically are following the traditional watch, round watch look to provide the information that you need. This is kind of a step away from the Galaxy Gear that from Samsung that has a square device. The Moto 360 and LG G Watch should work with any device compared to the Galaxy Gear, which only works on Samsung or select Samsung devices. So if you are interested in an Android wearable, then these devices may be the way to go. I'll have a link to the official blog post so you can see what it, see the various things that it can do and look like. But if you are a developer, the SDK is out now, so you can download it and start developing your apps for the Android watches that may be coming out soon. But with that, after the short break, I'm going to jump into a couple of quick tips for this week. So with the talk of the Android Wear, and let's say you're listening to music and you want to get the best quality sound possible, then be sure to visit our friends over at Tweaked Audio. They have 7 great styles and 7 great colors, so if you have a particular theme going on with your the phone that you have, or the Android smartwatch that you buy, then you may want to match your headphones to it, then definitely check it out. They even have wooden headphones to match your wooden Moto X. We'll see how, or if you check out, or if you find a particular color even on the Moto Maker website, and you want to find matching headphones, be sure to visit tweaked.io.com and get the matching pair that you like. They're very good headphones as well. They're very durable. They're very noise reducing, so you hear more of what you're listening to or who you're talking to versus outside noise. And they have microphone and non-microphone versions. So if you do talk on the phone and you need that mic, you can do that. Or if you just prefer headphones that you can use at work or at the gym just to block any outside noises, they have those styles as well. And they offer free shipping as well. So the price you see is the price, essentially the price you get. I'm not quoting taxes or anything like that. I mean, who likes taxes? But they're included there, so it's minimal change. But if you want to save some money while you're at it, be sure to use promo code GEEK, that's G-E-E-K, and you'll get a 1/3 off of your order. So if you do want to save on taxes and a little bit more, then say you can save money that way, and you'll also show your support for the Android Realm podcast and the Geek.io network of shows. That's tweakedaudio.com and the promo code GEEK. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. But with that, I'm going to jump into a couple of quick tips today. They are actually media related, because I figured, the first one I realized before the Android Wear announcement was made, but it's an app called Media Utilities. What it does is it puts a widget on your home screen that lets you control all of your media devices. So let's say you don't have an Android smartwatch yet, but you want to control all of your audio apps in one place. So you use Pandora, Stitcher, and Spotify for your music. You use Pocket Cast for your podcast. You use Google Play Music and all of that. Then Media Utilities will let you open any music app from the widget itself and bring that media information straight to your home screen. So whether you are using Pandora or Pocket Cast or Google Play or anything like that, it'll detect them automatically and show you the cover art, the artist name, the track title, and all of that stuff. And then it'll put an icon as well on that widget to launch that app directly. You can touch the album art as well, so it's a couple of different options. You can also customize the buttons and the widget background. So when you're using the 4x1 widget, I didn't see any customization options for that. It only works in the notification drawer. But if you're using the 4x2 widget, then you can customize the icons to be, or the play control icons to be, you know, black or white, 3D white, blue, and all of that. So it's pretty nifty. And then you can determine if you want the back button or not, if you want the widget to have a gradient or one solid color, or any transparency or anything like that. So it's pretty nifty. I'll have a link in the show notes to the YouTube preview that I have as well, so you can check that out as well. It's a pretty nifty widget. I actually kind of like it quite a bit, and it saves me from having multiple widgets on my home screen. But with that, so I'll move into the next quick tip for this week, which is an easy way to take pictures with your smartphone. So let's say you have your phone set up on a mount in your car, or it's sitting on your, sitting upright, let's say on your counter at home or something, and you want to take a picture using your voice, then you can now do that. So basically what you'll do is you'll say, okay, Google, and your Google Now or your voice search will open up, and all you have to do is say, take a picture. So from there, basically it'll do a quick search and it'll automatically launch your default camera app. So whether you have, the only caveat here is, let's say you have multiple camera apps set up. So let's say like you're like me, I have a better camera, my stock camera app, and HDR camera installed, and this is the first time you're using it, or even a, multiple times later. But if you haven't set a default at this point yet, you can set a default for which camera app you want to launch, or you can leave that menu available so that you can pick whichever one you want. But basically by doing the OK Google and then take a picture, or even it works with OK Google Now as well, so you can, you have that option as well. You can basically take a hands-free picture, or let's say you're on the go and you want to have it launch without having to leave whatever app or screen you're on, then you can do that as well. It's pretty nifty and easy to use. When you do get that menu of your different camera apps that are installed, you can select your default one there or leave it as is. I just left it as is because it depends on the situation that I'm in. I'll have a link to the YouTube preview of how I did this. I tried the YouTube take a video option, but that didn't work for me. But if you're using your default camera app or whatever camera app and it has a, the video recording functionality, then it's pretty negligible that you're still going to go into that app anyways, but that should also be an option as well. But that is all for this particular episode of the Android Realm podcast. So with that, I'll jump right into the credits. So that is all for this particular episode of the Android Realm podcast. The only bit of news this week is, I think I mentioned it last week as well, but I have set up the YouTube page for the Android Realm. You can visit youtube.com/theandroidrealm and hit subscribe to show your support. But you'll see all of my previews and all quick tips and all of that going up there. So it's all in one place. I haven't found a way to import my older videos yet, but they'll stay up on the old account regardless, so they are always still there. But in any case, all the new ones will be going to youtube.com/theandroidrealm. So just hit subscribe and you can get those regular updates that way as well. But if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can find me on Twitter at patelN01. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. We are on Google Plus. Just do a search for the Android Realm. Same thing with Facebook, and then obviously now on YouTube as well. I wanted to thank our sponsors at Tweaked Audio for their support. Remember to use the promo code GEEK at checkout to get 1/3 off your order. But that is all for this particular episode of the Android Realm podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.